When it comes to things in Parliament, that group is prepared to stick to their guns in a way that yours
are not. No, Michelle, it's not as simple as that. Because the people that inhabit my, it's not my wing, but this is the pragmatic majority of conservatism. This is the One Nation Conservatives. And it's a feature of our politics that we will be loyal to the Prime Minister. And that is why, when the Cabinet finally came to its policy and the White Paper, even though we know it's got huge flaws in it, we were prepared to support it, absolutely to go out and support it, in order to give her her chance to get on with these negotiations and develop her third way. And then we had the grotesque spectacle on Monday, whereby the government actually whipped its own members of parliament to support amendments deliberately designed to wreck that very pragmatic white paper. Okay. And so now it is in tatters. And they know that. It's an appalling situation. Your listeners should be saying and should be angry that the likes of Jacob Rees-Mogg are running our country at this, the most difficult of times since the Second World War.
He is running the country, not the Prime Minister.
Yes. There was a point yesterday when it was being discussed that Jacob had said that this is called New Clause 18. This perfectly sensible clause that supported the white paper, and then in the event of it not being successful, that a customs union would be the next step, which it will be. But in any event, where Jacob said, I think we should accept it. And then they went off into a little cabal and they decided they shouldn't accept it. And on that basis, it was not accepted. He and this group are running this country and they have no mandate for their hard
Brexit. And that's why you would say government of national unity,
Absolutely.
Would you, as Nicola Soames did
Absolutely.
Yesterday?
Absolutely. And when somebody of Sir Nicholas's standing says that, you know, people really do have to wake up and listen to it. And he's absolutely right. We simply cannot go on like this. The people of this country are fed up to the back teeth with Brexit. They have accepted the result. They now want us to get on with it, but they want us to do it in a way that protects jobs and works in the interests of everybody. And at the moment, I'm afraid to say, Parliament is at an impasse.
Do you think Labour would go for that? Government of National Unity? Are people sounding them out?
I think that Labour is in perhaps an even greater mess than we are. We have a front bench which is dominated by the extreme of the left. We have the old Trotskyists in charge. Behind it sits an eminently sensible bunch of Labour, and many of them very brave souls like the Chukaramunas and the Chris Leslies. And what should be happening is there should be a reaching out, including the SNP. Look at how the SNP have said they will vote for the single market.
Okay, but the idea of a government of national unity doesn't get very far, does it, unless the Labour front bench is signed up for it?
Well, I personally would abandon the Labour front bench and I would reach beyond it and I would encompass the Plaid Cymru, the SNP and other sensible, pragmatic people who believe in putting this country's interests first and foremost. And that is what we need. I'd be honest, I don't know how these things work, but we simply cannot go on like this any longer. Jacob Rees-Mogg has no mandate. We lost the last general election. We lost our majority and we lost on a manifesto that was based on a hard Brexit. The debate now should be between Theresa's third way and membership of the single market and the customs union, and we're still debating the hard Brexit.
We will be speaking to David Lidington, the Cabinet Office Minister, at 8:30. Anna Soubry, thank you.